As children, we were afraid of the dark. We argued over who had to turn off all the lights before bed because that poor soul had to run back upstairs alone before the monsters got to them. It never occurred to our young minds that we might be able to scare the monsters off if we faced them together. As a teenager, I was still afraid of the dark, only now darkness looked different. Now, darkness took the shape of a family friend, at least 11 years older than me, who I was told I would one day marry. Darkness looked like him inviting me to dinner and a movie, and me, naive and excited for my first date, wondering if we would maybe hold hands. Darkness was him sticking his tongue down my throat in the back of a movie theater, playing Four Christmases, starring Reese Witherspoon and Vince Vaughn. Darkness was not understanding why I feared being left alone with him because nobody had ever explained to me what was wrong about his touch. Darkness was his parents, who didn't know to teach their son any better and remained willfully ignorant of his crimes as they welcomed me with open arms. Darkness was my mother, holding me as I cried, as I imagined her mother might once have held her as she cried, telling me it would one day get easier to live in the dark. Darkness was the day of my nikah, as I waited for that moment I had seen in movies where someone leans in, quietly asks the girl, "Kabul hai? Do you accept?" Darkness was realizing that that moment was never going to come because my father had already signed the marriage papers at the mosque, where only the men had been allowed to go. Darkness is every girl across the history of humanity, across every culture and class, who's ever been given away in marriage too young to a man who should have been too old to desire her. Nobody gives away the groom at a wedding. He remains his own person, and you cannot give away a person. You can only give away a possession. Darkness was realizing in that moment that I was a possession, the object of the sentence, not the subject, the one who gets acted on, not the one who acts. Darkness wanted me to remain silent, told me to keep my story to myself, told me I had something to be ashamed of, told me I was wrong for desperately seeking the light. But the light told me it wasn't my fault, told me I was just a child when it happened. I couldn't have known any better. Told me I was allowed to say no and to expect my no to be respected. Told me I deserve to be happy. Told me to be kind to myself. Told me it's okay to be afraid. Told me I didn't have to face my monsters alone. I spent 3 years in the light, hardening my heart so it would not break in the process of fighting for a divorce against a culture where many would rather live unhappily ever after than so much as whisper the D word out loud. Took every ounce of courage I had in my soul to become the iceberg I needed to be free. Now, as an adult, I am still afraid of the dark, but I want to use that same courage in my soul to become and be soft once again. I want to let my heart break over and over because the love inside refuses to let itself be frozen solid ever again. I want the warm waters of my love to crash against the shores of my pain, like a tsunami of self-acceptance, washing away all the guilt and shame, those man-made structures never standing a chance against the force of nature that is me. And out of that wreckage, I want to emerge, ready to rebuild with hope and kindness and compassion. I want to choose vulnerability and tell my story to anybody who will listen, if only to give them the courage to share theirs someday. I want to collect stories like trophies to place proudly on my mantle, evidence of all that the light can heal. I want to cover myself in solar panels so I can absorb every ray of sunshine this world has to offer until I shine so bright that my ancestors can feel my light and future generations will never again have to worry about being afraid of the dark.